By some estimates, about 90% of all prescriptions in the United States are filled with generic drugs. Insurance companies encourage their use over brand name medications to reduce health care costs. The Food and Drug Administration says that all agency-approved generic drugs have the same high quality, strength, purity, and stability as brand name drugs. But a ProPublica investigation found that the FDA rarely tests the quality of generic drugs, many of them manufactured overseas. National reporter Debbie Zinziper of ProPublica was one of the authors of that investigation. Debbie, the FDA doesn't test these drugs, but you independently tested some of the most widely used generic drugs. What did you find?
Yeah, we did, because the FDA isn't regularly testing drugs. And what we found in this testing is that there were certain versions of widely prescribed generic drugs that had concerning results because they didn't dissolve properly in the body.
Have patients or other people expressed concerns about this in the past?
Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons we did the testing in the first place. And that is because doctors, pharmacists, consumers, academic researchers, even the Department of Defense has raised concerns about the quality of some of our generic drugs. And despite all of that, the FDA does not have a regular testing program. The agency doesn't regularly test for quality and safety issues.
Do they do that with brand name medications?
No. I mean, the FDA publicly reports the names of the drugs that they test, including brand name drugs and over-the-counter drugs, but there's no regular testing program. They say they test based on risk. But what we found is that they're not regularly testing drugs coming in from some of the most troubled factories overseas.
What's the FDA's rationale for this?
The FDA just didn't think it would work right because they would only be testing a sample, a small sample, a moment in time, and it wouldn't necessarily pick up on trends and wider concerns. But the Department of Defense is now testing 40 or so drugs because they are concerned about contaminants and other things that can go wrong. Not all generics are the same as brand name drugs, and doctors and patients have been saying that for years.
Talk about what patients are saying. Have there been specific cases where people have said that the generic doesn't feel the same as the brand name, or that they wonder about the effects?
Absolutely. And that's really what struck us as reporters, is how many people just turn to social media and say something's not right with this drug. One of the drugs we had tested was bupropion. It's an antidepressant. And so many people for so many years have been saying when they switch from the brand Wellbutrin to a generic, or from one version of a generic to another, they get all kinds of funny symptoms, or worse, they just feel the drug is ineffective. And doctors might say, well-meaning doctors, we're busy, might say something's wrong with it's just you, it's your body, or it's Mother Nature, or it's God, or it's bad luck. But it actually might be that that drug, that version, doesn't work the same as the brand. And for too long, we haven't really been asking those questions.
In addition to testing these generics yourself, or the ProPublica doing it, you've also created a tool where people can check what's in their medicine cabinets. Tell us about that.
We really at ProPublica wanted to empower consumers to take control of their own health care by creating a tool. It's free. It's a lookup tool. It's called RX Inspector, where you can actually take the information on the labels of your pill bottle, stick it in this tool, figure out where your drugs were made, the factory that made it, and whether that factory has ever been in trouble with the FDA for substandard manufacturing practices.
And where do people go to get this tool?
Right on ProPublica's website. We're free. It's called RX Inspector. And I think it's important to note that even if you find something, a bad inspection for a factory that makes your drug, it doesn't necessarily mean that your generic is unsafe and that you should stop taking the drug, right? I mean, you should always talk to your healthcare provider. But we really felt like this was information that had never been made public before, not by the FDA and not by the drug makers themselves. And so we spent many, many months putting this tool together for consumers.
Debbie Zinziper of ProPublica, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Still to come on PBS News Weekend, how social media can affect people on the move around the globe, and new technology that's helping scientists better understand monarch butterflies.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.